From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A top Burundian official is dismissing claims of a coup. Interior Minister Edward Nduwimana says forces loyal to President Pierre Nkurunziza remain in control of the presidential palace, state radio and television, and the main airport in the capital, Bujumbura. He says the president is back in Burundi after traveling to Tanzania for a regional summit. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia have an extraordinary friendship. President Obama hailed U.S.-Saudi ties as he welcomed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef and Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for talks at the White House Wednesday.
This gives us an opportunity to discuss some of the bilateral issues, including the crisis in Yemen and how we can build on the ceasefire that's been established to restore a process for an inclusive, legitimate government inside of Yemen.
The meeting was held before a planned summit with leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council at Camp David, Maryland. Gunmen stormed a guest house in Afghanistan Wednesday during a party for foreigners. At least five people were killed, including an American. Another five were wounded. Police rescued dozens of foreigners and killed three assailants, ending a five-hour siege. A group of activists is calling for the United Nations to remove the immunity from prosecution granted to civilian and police personnel in its peacekeeping missions. The activists hope that will deter the sexual abuse and the exploitation of the people the missions are sent to help. The group called AIDS-Free World launched a campaign Wednesday in New York. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says now is a critical moment for Russia and pro-Russian separatists to fulfill the Minsk peace agreement meant to end violence in eastern Ukraine.
We need to see the full implementation of Minsk, and I think everybody here is united in the notion that our preference is not to have sanctions, but the sanctions will be there in an effort to try to secure the peace that everybody wants in Ukraine.
Kerry was referring to Western sanctions put in place against Russia. He spoke in Turkey, where he met Wednesday with NATO foreign ministers. Authorities in Pakistan say gunmen ambushed a bus in Karachi Wednesday, killing at least 45 people. The victims belong to the minority Ismaili community. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Police and witnesses say the packed bus was transporting members of the minority community to their workplaces when it was ambushed in a relatively secluded part of Karachi. Some survivors told the police that passengers thought the gunmen wanted to rob them and immediately offered all their belongings for sparing their lives. But the assailants ordered them to put their heads down and open fire. Hospital officials said that more than a dozen women are among the dead, while several survivors are being treated for serious bullet injuries. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
U.S. authorities say the engineer operating the Amtrak train that derailed in the northeastern U.S. city of Philadelphia Tuesday night applied full emergency brakes just moments before the train derailed. The National Transportation Safety Board said the passenger train may have been traveling at twice the posted speed limit on the curve where it crashed. Here is NTSB member Robert Sumalt.
Maximum authorized speed through this curve was 50 miles per hour. When the engineer-induced brake application was applied, the train was traveling at approximately 106 miles per hour.
At least seven people were killed, 200 injured, some of them critically. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed legislation extending the Patriot Act that allows the surveillance of people suspected of terrorist-related activities. The extension also ends the bulk collection of phone data from millions of Americans. The measure now goes to the Senate, where it may have a difficult time. Two visiting U.S. diplomats have ruled out a change in American policy on Zimbabwe. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Shannon Smith, said the United States would not allow the European Union or join the European Union in relaxing travel bans and other sanctions against President Robert Mugabe. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.